All right, everybody, time to plan your Perseid party. The annual meteor show that we enjoy every August is expected to be extra special this year. With us now, Mary Stewart Adams at the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Emmett County. Mary, we get this meteor show every August, but there certainly seems to be a buzz everywhere about this year's Perseids. What's the extra excitement about?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things going on behind that. One of them is internet acceleration, because the things that are happening in the sky are really popular topics on all social media. But also this year, the planet Jupiter has been, at least according to the astronomers, pushing on the debris stream that comes from the comet Swift-Tuttle. And that comet is the parent of this meteor shower. And when Jupiter pushes on it, it can increase the number of meteors that we see falling through our sky because it's closer. So they're predicting almost 200 an hour at the peak.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. But we have to bear in mind that predicting celestial phenomena is even harder than predicting the weather.
And speaking of, what's the viewing supposed to be throughout Michigan? Are we up for clear skies?
Well, up here in northwest lower Michigan, unfortunately, the forecast is not great. But I've been watching, and the peak is supposed to be tonight after midnight, so from Thursday into Friday, although this shower extends for quite a period of time. But if you're trying to look, after midnight tonight. And what's beautiful about that is that the moon, which is at waxing gibbous phase, it's getting bright, it's getting really big. Early in the evening, it will block out great views. But after midnight, it's starting to set. Of setting moon, falling stars, and there seems to be a break in the clouds.
So tell us, if we're not lucky enough to be able to make it up to where you are at the Headlands International Dark Sky Park, what's the best way and where do I look?
So what you want is an unobstructed view of the sky. So a large open field. Ideally, you want to be away from any kind of light pollution, so out of the city. And you just need a blanket or something that you can easily lay down on to look up. And you don't have to look in one particular region of the sky, because the meteors can fall all over the sky. Now, they're called the Perseids because the radiant, or the center point, that the meteors seem to fall from is in front of the constellation Perseus. So the rule of thumb is, the higher that constellation is in the sky, the stronger the meteor shower. So that's why we say, okay, after midnight it will be better. That's because Perseus is really high up. But you don't have to look at Perseus to see the shower.
It sounds like just a really fun thing to plan to do tonight after midnight. Drag a blanket out there and lay down and enjoy the best nature has to offer.
Right. And also you should avail yourself of the story of Perseus, because it's nice to have a story to share when you're under the stars.
Remind us.
Well, Perseus is the son of Danae and Zeus. Zeus actually comes to Danae in a form of a shower of golden stars. So this story about Perseus and the meteor shower predates any discovery of comets that causes meteor showers. So that's really lovely mystery. Perseus is a hero that slays the Medusa. He frees Andromeda. They do get to live happily ever after, which is uncharacteristic for the Greeks. So it's a great story.
Love it. Well, you can learn more about what's happening at the Headlands by going to midarkskypark.org. Mary Stewart Adams is the program director there at the Headlands on the shores of Lake Michigan in Emmett County. Always great to talk stars with you, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.